Hi Aida, wenn ich morgens beim Yoga die Sonne grüße und sie abends mit einem Sundowner wieder verabschiede, wenn ich nur einmal packen muss, aber 5 Länder erleben kann, wenn ich jeden Tag an einem neuen Ort aufwache und mich dank dir trotzdem wie zu Hause fühle, dann kann ich uns kaum erwarten. Entdecke mehr auf aida.de oder in deinem Reisebüro.
Portland, Oregon, hello! I have some very good news for you guys. Harmontown is now in session. Won't you join me in welcoming the mayor of Harmontown, Mr. Dan Harmon? On Earth. Yeah!
Yeah! Jesus, Jeff, take it easy.
Take it easy? Yeah. For the podcast listeners out there, Dan Harmon emerges from the shadows with no shirt on. And a camera on his head. He has a GoPro camera strapped to his head and a stomach that clearly has been off its diet for the last 2 weeks.
That is a comment that would hurt the corporeal, Jeff, but I am man transformed. I have been on a 20-day tour. I am now in the cradle of American civilization, Portland. I am in the basin, the hot tub, the bath, the belly button, the voodoo donuts of the United States.
Are you going to do the whole show with no shirt and a camera on your head?
I don't know, Jeff. I proudly tell you, I don't know. I don't know, Jeff. What do these people do for a living? Are they industrial or do they make art? Are they teachers? It's Portland. We do what the fuck we want, Jeff. We are activated humanity.
I truly hope that somebody, at least one person here tonight, has no idea what Harmontown is.
my favorite is the couples who come because their underage son or daughter couldn't come to the show. They just came to get a community DVD signed. And so it's like 2 40-year-old men and women like coming up to me after the show and going, "Hi, could you just make it out to Rachel? What the fuck was that?" Here's the thing.
He's got no shirt on. I'm almost certain that's illegal. You're not allowed to come out here with no shirt.
Yeah, we did get like almost arrested in Vegas when I did this. But I think that's because you're not supposed to sing Sussudio at karaoke. The reason I'm doing this, Jeff, is because I'm sitting back in the green room. We're being given all these gifts. Like, wait, Portland is it's the San Francisco of the Northwest.
Certainly.
I think that's safe to say. Yeah. The culture is high. Everyone's practically a lesbian. And they don't give a shit, and they're friendly about it too. People that aren't lesbians just like are still just welding shit and calling it art. There's a mental and cultural health here, Jeff, that is like if there is a place that we're going to call Harmontown that is earthbound, it would be here. I apologize. I apologize to our friends back home in Los Angeles. I apologize to our friends we're going to talk to in San Francisco. You know I love San Francisco too, but here's the thing. We came in here. There's people like showering us with, like, someone made Spencer special copper dice.
Yeah.
Really, out of fucking garbage or something. Someone made us all t-shirts. Yeah, By the way, this might be a good time to give me my shirt.
No, Dan, do the whole show like that. Come on.
I need to be mic'd and stuff. It's not... I wanted to participate in their fucking, like, artistic abandon. I want to be a Portlandier.
Yeah, somebody made me this pin. It's just a pin with a tie on it, which I love. Paul, are you out there, Paul?
Yeah.
Thank you, Paul and Noel. Thank you. And somebody made me a tie with Adidas stripes on the tie.
Yeah.
And on the back is...
Because this is Nike Town. I got a Sharpie shirt. Someone made this. Someone made Spencer a shirt. There was a guy, like Portland's version of the obnoxious guy that tries to zig when he should zag. Like any other city, like, there's always a guy that's like, well, fuck this, I'm not going to be a fan. I'm going to impress the hell out of this guy by telling him to go fuck himself. The Portland's version of that guy printed up, like, political literature about getting me recalled as mayor of Harmontown. Yeah. It's filled with material. It's so dense. I couldn't finish reading it all in the thing. There was, like, flyers. I think his name was Kyle. He had me sign a petition.
About me, mine said, Jeff Davis, suit and tie?
Yeah. That's how heightened things are here, because it's the, I don't know, it's the ocean air? It's the yogurt? What do they do here?
They keep it weird here. Portland is fantastically weird and groovy in its own right.
They keep it practical.
Ranks. Yeah.
They ask the question, why are we doing this, society? And if the answer is, I don't know, they fucking drop it like a goddamn hot potato. Why can't you park here? Fuck it, we can. Who should I have sex with tonight? I like Ted, but also David seems... Fuck it, I'm a lesbian. I'm going to make love to a woman like she has never been made love to before, and I'm going to run a local brewery. And I'm going to be cool to straight guys, because they're not a threat either. Like, everything's fine. Let's all just hang out, play board games.
Nice.
And fly kites and just, like, run around. In Portland, I'm on fire here. You're the show. Please, what can I do for you? Dance? I heard dance, take your shirt back off. God damn it, the more I learn about you, the more I love you.
Yeah, don't choke up on the bat. Take that shirt back off, man. Or take your shirt off and put your pants on as a shirt.
Now, come on. I we've been on the tour bus. If I take my pants off, it's going to get, like, uncomfortably clinical, like, in terms of laundry. Rip rap, Portland. Portland rap. Gonna rap about Portland. Portland rap. Bayside, it's a place in the Northwest. I fucked your mama in her crotch and her chest. I came on her titties and said, that's enough. I fucked your mama so hard she was like a box of snuff. In old time Europe, George Washington. I fucked your mama so hard she was astonished. Cross the Delaware. Fucked your mama's underwear. Fucked your mama in her pussy. Portland. Whatever. Now, thank you. You're very kind. You're good. You're good people. You're wonderful people. Terrible rap. Tired of it, Jeff. Transformation is what's going to happen tonight. I came out nearly naked because Portland, in our story circle, if I haven't already transformed, then this whole tour has been for nothing.
Right.
You've heard me talk about, oh, we must be dying here tonight. We must be resurrected here tonight. Portland is, like, the second to last stop. San Francisco's a gimme, whatever. San Francisco.
Yeah.
Fuck those guys.
It's the Portland of California.
Yeah. That's just nothing. That's practically, like, if we could run to Los Angeles from San Francisco if they start booing, and we'll be home before they can catch us.
It's a long run.
This is the place where we're across the return threshold. If I have transformed as a human being, then we're going to see evidence of that tonight. If I am no longer a caterpillar, tonight is where we see my wings. So I came out with my shirt off because I got nothing.
Right.
I don't know. I've been on a journey.
What do you feel like you should transform into?
I have an idea. I've been fighting the whole cult religious thing for forever, because who would trust me? But then it dawned on me today. Okay, I was in the back. I was talking in the green room to Morgan, our road manager,
right,
whose relatives are in Portland. He had dinner with his brothers. How's your family, Morgan? Oh, my parents couldn't make it. My dad's meds, blah, blah, blah. What's wrong with your dad? His dad's got bone cancer. Worst of the cancers. And cancer's the worst of the diseases.
It's the Portland of diseases.
No,
meaning it's the best. I mean,
if what Jeff means is that in disease world, in the Monsters Incorporated of disease world, cancer is like high fives people on the way to its job of making people miserable in normal world. So he's right. It's the
cancer rides a bike and has a Zach Galifianakis beard.
Cancer is the Billy Crystal of diseases in disease world, which is weird because Billy Crystal is the cancer of people in normal world. I just got that. I can't. It's so hard.
Thank God. You can't wear a camera on your head the whole time.
It constricts your head, and like it's so. All right. So I was saying, oh, Morgan, that's terrible. Bone. I heard that's the worst of them. Like it's. Well, pancreatic's the worst, but it's fast, isn't it?
No.
Okay. All right. All right. I don't want to get in a cancer. Well, I do want to get in a cancer debate. That's fine. I'm not shrugging that off. We can talk about cancer, but sir, at least admit this much: it's bad to have bone cancer. Okay, got it. Okay. That's what I was in the green room having that conversation, and it's like our tour manager, his dad, boom, and I just expressed it as it was like, what is God doing? What is his end game? What's his problem? Like what's this guy's deal? And Morgan's like, what do you mean? It was like, well, what's he doing? What's he doing to us? And Morgan said, yeah, he definitely needs a hobby about God.
God needs a hobby.
God needs a hobby. He's too focused. Then it dawned on me. Hobby, Dungeons and Dragons. Spencer is God.
I would go for that for sure.
That's an acceptable religion. Like if I started to L. Ron Hubbard into a kind of like Philip Seymour Hoffman master kind of like Tom Cruise Magnolia kind of like vibe where I was like, this is how you feel, hiya! Like everyone would go, it's funny if it's a joke and he's fat, he's stupid, he's fired from Comedians of Care. But if we started to worship Spencer, it would never get abused. And also, God needs a hobby. If that hobby was Dungeons and Dragons, all of life's rules would be consistent. All of the randomness would be die rolls, and we would all have character sheets, and everything we could all level up consistently, or die and be resurrected as other things. Like it all works. And I think that based on his freestyle rapping, like Spencer may be actually God. Like he could be like God on Earth. Like and the it makes sense to think about everything you know about Spencer. Our dungeon master.
Right.
He appeared out of nowhere. We don't know anything about him. He raised his hand in the audience. I said, do we need a dungeon master? And he went, I'm a dungeon master. And
but
came
he,
up.
He came that night not knowing that you were going to say that, but he came with the idea, I have to drive from Simi Valley to Hollywood,
Someone needs a dungeon master.
Because I want to play D&D with Dan Harmon. He came that night and you asked him to come up.
You can listen to the podcast. It's recorded where he just appears out of nowhere and goes, I am a dungeon master.
He wears shorts in the snow.
He wears shorts in the snow. That's another godlike quality. He's the best freestyle rapper ever. He can rap about dinosaurs. He can rap about...
Also, he's very bashful. He's a shy guy. However, he's the most unflappable person on stage. You can't tamper with Spencer.
And this is where it gets kind of Christ-like, where it's like half God, half man, or Hercules, if you're offended by the Christianity thing. It's like, doesn't matter. So the idea of half man, half God has existed forever. Google it. He is... He's relatable because you can access him, but he's incorruptible at the same time.
He's separate from us. Like we talk about love. He's like love is for people. I'm not a people.
He kind of disagrees with everything. You take him to a bar and he goes like, I've been to four bars. It's not really working. And he went off to a garden somewhere and
let's bring him out.
Let's bring God out. Yeehaw! Yeah. No, it's appropriate. It's like Toby Keith with... Yeah. All right. Well, I'm proud to have Spencer as my Lord and God. Stars and bars and Americas and dice rolling hard. When those chicken Shiites come a-terroristizing me, I'm gonna refer them to Spencer and have them get a critical hit for me. He's got a beard and he's not on a cloud. He's down here playing D&D. Spencer is my god, America, you and me. So it's not a good song, but... Too much.
I like it.
Yeah, he likes it. He likes it.
Am I on? Yeah, it sounds sounds good.
How's it going, guys?
Hey.
Spencer, I'm being attacked by Mankind.
By Toby Keith.
Approaching you in a shirt that can only be described as tight and ill-fitting. The blue and black plaid screams out, trying too hard. With a lilting voice and a pin that plugs his Denver-based I Heart This Barbecue and Grill, whatever the fuck that place was, he starts to play a song about a red cup or some shit. That's all I got.
Alright.
Yeah.
Sure. Again, the references, you know, not my forte.
Can we get our mics up a little bit, just, or at least in the monitor, please? Sound guy? Check, one, two.
Shit.
Gorgeous. There we go.
Yeah, Portland. Nice city. What's up with your mics? We like everything else, but mics are a little cold. I can't really see anybody except the people in the front row.
Have you been to Portland before, Dan?
Yeah, I've been to Portland. I spoke at this thing, this XOXO festival. I think it was like 6 months ago. I came here. I hung out with Adam Savage from MythBusters.
Oh shit!
Damn.
Ate a sandwich with him.
Very lukewarm applause for Adam Savage.
But more important than that, did someone boo him? Can you imagine someone coming? That guy busts too many myths.
No, he doesn't. Jamie Heineman busts the myths. Adam Savage is fucking hanging on for dear life.
Yeah, he just that's what it is.
Jamie's doing all the fucking heavy lifting on that show.
I am actively endeavoring to bust the myth of our lack of friendship between me and Adam. I told him as much. I'm sure he never gets that.
Are you guys pals?
I'm trying to make it happen.
Are you a fan of that show?
Well, I saw like 6 episodes of it a long time ago, yeah. Are they still doing them?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
I think that show busts the myth that they're funny, because they keep doing sketch comedy and it's the worst. Please stop asking those fuckers to do sketch comedy. Just tell me the facts. Bust a myth. Don't do sketch comedy. Don't dress up like ninjas and like, I'm that. Who's the twatty fucking guy that always hurts himself?
Tori.
What a cunt. He's like, yeah, I'm a ninja. Just build something and don't be a dick and fucking get on with it.
All right, well, all right.
Yeah, Toby Keith, Jimmy Buffett, Tori from fucking MythBusters. Yeah. Fuck him.
Jeff.
Yeah.
We are in the Nike capital of the country.
Nike? Fuck Nike.
Does anybody work at Nike? Do you guys?
No, because Nike's just...
It's just an office and it's just like there's a P.O. box and...
You have to be a 14-year-old girl from Kuala Lumpur to work at Nike.
But you can become CEO. Like,
Oh, yeah. There's no glass ceiling there.
Yeah. Well, I thought that because we were trying to sponsor our show with Nike earlier.
We gave Nike a chance and they dropped the ball. We tried to... Kettle One. What the hell's going on over there?
No, they're just ordering nothing. They're just ordering us to be distracted.
What are you looking on your phone right now for?
I wanted to check and see.
Did you get a text? What's going on?
No. I just wanted to make sure I didn't make any notes, and I sure didn't. No. Nope. Just hanging out in Portland. hope this gets better.
I have to say, Portland, without a doubt, is one of my favorite cities I've ever been to in the world. Portland is the fucking grooviest. very strangely, you guys take food very seriously here. But even simple things, like a grilled cheese is better here for some reason. Like, you guys, like...
Yeah, we're not drinking Kettle One tonight. If we go through a city that has their own local vodka and it's decent, we're drinking house spirits.
Is it Volstead vodka, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Volstead, named after the act that prohibited alcohol for what, 15 years? How long? How long was the prohibition? 20 years? 15? 20 till what? 33, 13 years, yeah.
Sports Corner!
Oh my God, everybody keep clapping until I find the music for it. Oh my God. I don't know where it's at. Oh my God! Sports Corner! Hello, Portland, Oregon. It's Sports Corner time with Dan Harmon. He loves sports. I know you do too because you're Harmontown fans. If anything says sports, it says Harmontown. Nike, brought to you by Nike. Nike, we're racist. Go fuck yourself. Hey, Dan, how about those Blazers this year? What do you think?
Oh, my God. Finally. Yeah, well, you can hear it in the crowd. Like, the Blazers have really turned it around.
What do you think they came from, and where are they headed? What direction are the Blazers headed?
I like to think they come from Portland. But I make no assumptions. I mean, you know, the free agent system being what it is, the new drafts, the second drafts, the third drafts. You don't go into regionals with the team you want. You get the team that you get. And I think Coach Norfolk is he knows how to pick the winners at the beginning of the draftable season.
Do you think it was a mistake to bring Steve Nash in after the injury?
Steve Nash's injury was, to me, largely cosmetic. Yeah. I was joking, everybody. It's no big deal. We're just summoning a giant moth. She protects us. It's going to seem like a monster, but when Godzilla gets here, you'll be thankful that...
Dan, I know this is a hot-button topic for you, especially because you love soccer so much. Timbers versus the Sounders. The Cascadia Cup is coming up in a couple days.
I've always said... Timbers-Sounders, Jeff, I say merge them together. Put them into, like, a Timber-Sounder, like... But until the league allows us to do that, the Timbers are an offensive team and the Sounders are defensive. That's always been the way it is since the 40s, going through Jacobson and all the way to Landgraf and Greenblatt and all those coaches like Swartz.
The only Jewish soccer coach in MLS history.
He had his famous "This is a team" speech.
I know you're a big Greenblatt fan. Can you give us some of the Jewish coach speech?
I mean, who can forget him saying, you know, like
this is a way to kick a ball.
Right, this is a way to kick a ball, and you don't throw, you don't write. Just a smidge of offense is always the best defense. But what do I know?
All right, Dan. Next season, coin toss. Who do you like, Ducks or Beavers?
I'm telling you, Beavers for sure. For only one reason. You've got a front line that's amazing. They're always there ahead of the back line. They know how to charge forward and gain that valuable footage and yardage and just stack it against. They keep the knees iced. They keep the defense on the point, and they flank correctly. I can't tell you how many of that particular team.
Which of the two schools do you like?
The schools of thought regarding the sport that we're talking about.
Well, I mean, like, which university do you like the most between Ducks and Beavers?
I think that you're saying which?
I'm just asking you to name one of the schools.
A University of Portland, I think. UP. They've got it tied up in a ribbon.
Okay. Sports Corner with Dan Harmon.
So Something happened after the Mothra attack. Like, we're ringing out now.
I kicked a chord and all hell broke loose.
I kicked a chord.
And I liked it.
Who's in pain tonight? Like, don't say I have pancreatic cancer. No, that's fine. If you have
from the hairpin turn department.
I don't know why I would adjust that. Like, don't come up if you have pancreatic cancer. We don't want your bullshit up here. Who's in transitional emotional? You're moving tomorrow.
Wait, a hand went back up there. What's?
It's hard for me to see from up here.
Is it a gal?
Yes.
What's your name?
Alma.
Alma, get up here, Alma, everybody.
Or if you want to come up. I learned in either Madison or Minneapolis, I can't remember which, that we got to remember to say, would you like to come up here?
No.
So that if they're assholes, you get to ask them, why did you come up here? I made the mistake of, like, I got in the habit of like, get up here! And then a guy was like, hey, I'm an asshole. And I was like, why are you being an asshole? He's like, you told me to come up here. And
hello,
I kind of didn't have a... Alma. Hello.
Hello.
So you're in a transition in your life?
I am.
What kind?
In fact, well, I just started a new job recently.
Can you give us details?
I work at a bakery. I'm a baker.
That's your new job?
That's, yeah.
It's not that awesome bakery with the windows where you can look in. I walked past one from my
hotel.
Were
you on Alberta?
I don't know. I should have more information for you.
There are a lot of bakeries that do that. I do have a fishbowl at my bakery.
I could smell cookies everywhere. I was like, why is it cooking? It's midnight. And then I walked past this place and I looked in the window and there's this bread, loaves of bread like going everywhere, like little trolley cars. And
That doesn't sound like my bakery, unfortunately. But
okay.
It sounds fantastic.
And yours, the bread just sits there like a... Like in a big pot of
bread. Well, I mean,
bread.
it's well displayed.
It's not open to the public, like, because we're like peering in.
It's displayed. It's just, and I sell pastries, lots of pastries.
So that's your new job.
That's the new job. And I just started it in December.
And your old job was?
I worked at a food cart where I made grilled cheese sandwiches, but that job ended back in June.
Right.
So it's been a long. It's
oh,
weird.
so really, it was the pain was about the period of unemployment.
Yes.
Did you collect unemployment?
No.
Did you know that you can?
I didn't.
I didn't.
It's the way that I became unemployed. It's causing me. Physical pain as well. I was injured.
Oh.
Injured.
Like at a food cart?
No. Regrettably.
What?
That would have been more awesome.
Oh, you get injured off duty.
Yeah.
Well, what happened?
I got hit by a cement lamppost.
is that your revisionist way of saying you walked into a lamppost? Because those don't tend to move around a lot.
I got stabbed by a lamppost 7 times.
I got a fire hydrant kicked my foot. You mean you're an alcoholic? That's what you mean.
Hey, Alma, what?
Lampposts are fucking vicious. I got attacked.
Explain what happened.
So, I was at a park on the 4th of July, and some friends of mine were there, and they had a slackline. Do you know what slacklining is?
No.
No, it's...
I do, but explain to them.
All right, so it's kind of...
I think that's 40 bucks downtown, right?
Dumb. So
somebody poops in your chest, right?
It's a...
No, okay.
If you want.
What is slacklining?
Slacklining is, so you've got a nylon rope similar to what we'd use to like for climbing, and you set it up between two things. And in this case, we're setting up really low to the ground, so no higher than this.
Okay.
Like knee level.
She's knee level. Okay.
Yeah. And so we were at a park, and we're like, hey, let's play with the slackline. So okay, we'll set it up. And the two trees that we picked were too far apart. So somebody else said, hey, lamppost, let's try that.
But wait, I have to stop you because what are you doing with the?
Oh,
rope?
Sorry. Then you walk across.
Are you like a tightrope walker?
Except more or less.
Instead of tight, it's slackline.
Yeah.
Oh wait. So it's like an entertainment thing, like a performance. Like you walk across the, you do a tightrope act with nylon cord.
Well, in this case, we're just fucking around. So
right. Well, no. I mean,
you could do it for entertainment. There's a movie, the name of which I can't remember. The subtitle is. Flight of the Frenchies, and they're doing something similar, but that's way more extreme.
Right.
Like, they're
Man on Wire.
Well, I don't think that's. Is the subtitle Flight of the Frenchies on Man on the Wire? By the way,
Maybe not.
You were doing a tightrope act. You were fucking around, which is entertainment, yeah, whatever. Yeah. Okay, we're all on the same page now.
So the idea is that you have to have a little bit of tension on the line or you can't walk on it. It's useless. So there's a little bit of tension on the line. And I'm standing... So if this is the tree, that's the lamppost. I'm standing right about here. And the lamp, it just set up, and we're just figuring out if it's tight enough to walk on, and one guy puts his foot on it and then gets right off because something is wrong. And I'm looking at him over here, and you're kind of where my boyfriend is standing. He's kind of like, he shouts my name, Alma, and I turn and I look, and the lamppost is right here.
What the hell? You found one of Portland's many scandalous, like, fake lampposts that they had stalled to get all
scandalous.
That, nearly blind grant money.
I'm...
They found like a bunch of like in the 70s to the 90s, like New York had a whole shitload of fake fire hydrants that they just put that they did not have water underneath them. It had to do with like city funding or something. Anyways, look
that's
it up. I'm one of those guys that goes, I read this, but then you'll look it up and it's all bullshit. But anyways.
So a concrete lamppost comes crashing down on you?
Uh-huh.
And where did it hit you?
It hit me right here.
On your head?
And then it hit me right here.
Like a lamppost is like a million.
It's enormous.
And it has a lamp. It's everything.
So here's what happened. The lamp hit me here and then gave me a nice little laceration right up here.
On her head. She's pointing to her head.
That's fine.
It's a podcast, Alma. Come on.
I'm sorry.
She's pointing at her head. The lamp was
in
her head.
Right in the middle, like right on the top of my scalp, it's like an inch long or so. They had to close that with staples.
God damn it. And then you went home and you explained to your mom. Like, I got hit in the head. And she's like, what were you doing with the lamppost?
I called my dad from the hospital. He's like, what?
Were you fixing a lamp? Lamppost? No, like, Dad. I was slack roping.
And I wasn't even on the line. Like, that's the really distressing thing. Like, I was just standing there.
Is there any, like, hangover from that? Is there any, like, lasting injury to that?
Yeah, I'm still, that's where the pain's coming from. I have a mid-foot sprain that is yet to heal. Like, I had a broken ankle and stitches and surgery and nonsense and bad things and like 6 months unemployed.
None of this is covered
bed.
By insurance, I assume.
No,
I would not.
No,
if I was an insurance company, I would say you tether lampposts and pull them down as part of your ad hoc clown act at your own peril. When that goes wrong, it's force majeure as far as we're concerned here at Allstate.
That is also what the city said. So.
But simultaneously thinking, only in Portland, coolest city in the world. Like, people should do that more often.
You totally should. This is not a cautionary tale. Do go slacklining. Don't use a lamppost, but do go slacklining because it's a lot of fun.
I would have thought those things were like deep into the ground, like that there was a whole lamppost high thing that dropped it in.
Oh,
no.
Spencer. They're designed to pop right off if you hit them in a car.
Oh! So it's like Grand Theft Auto. Like,
yeah.
That's interesting.
Wait, they're designed to break?
Yeah, like if you hit a tree stays put. If you hit a lamppost gone.
But I guess the trade-off is that you're alone.
That's our first commandment. We got it. We wrote it down. We're slowly going to compile a religion here.
Oh,
I think God talks like a caveman.
Yeah.
Time
hit
limit.
Tree,
listen
tree,
up.
Tree stays put. Hit lamppost. Hey. Lamppost gone.
Killing people bad. Don't be a dick. Fuck off. All right. So because you sustained that injury, the food cart that you worked for was like, go fuck yourself. Like
I had recently left them and had like a 2 or 3 week period plan where I was going to like take a week or two off in the summertime, have fun, and then go to work at a different food cart. And in between is that's when the accident happened.
Oh.
And so I'm still, you know, like that.
And now you're just looking at bread go by on a conveyor belt, thinking about what you used to be.
It's actually not that sad. Like, right now I'm just getting to, like, the happy part. We're on the upswing now. I have a degree in baking, so baking is what I want to do. It's what I love to do.
So you're not in a painful transition.
I am because my foot prevents me, my injury prevents me from, like, doing more. Like, I can't do, I'm working 2 days a week right now with the third training day, and I can't do any more than that.
You're adjusting to life as someone who's not allowed to slackline.
I'm adjusting, yes.
Right? Okay, well, that's Alma. All right, let's have a hand for Alma for sharing her pain. Alma. Is there, well, just one more question. Like, if there's anything that you could do, it doesn't stop at slacklining, right? Like, what would you do if you could do anything?
Everything.
Oh. All right. Inspiring, but boring. But that's fine. It's a fine, healthy answer. I guess that would be
really
mine too.
I'd go for a long fucking walk. I'd go for a fucking bike ride.
All right, Alma, the slackliner who would do everything. All right, Alma, we're gonna do your. You can go eat some pita bread, and we're going to we're gonna do a movie for Alma.
Okay.
I've been having some success with this. I want to do like Alma's like life story, I guess. It's called
Slackliner.
Slackliner.
Alma? Honey, it's time to get up.
Dad.
Alma, come on, it's time to get up. Breakfast is ready, Alma.
Dad, I was dreaming.
Dreaming about what? More of that slack line? Door comes down.
Whoa.
Listen, you come from a long line of tightliners. We keep our lines taut. If I find you walking on a line that is not taut, what have I told you about non-taut lines? What have I always told you?
You don't... The slacker.
You're going to break an ankle doing that shit.
Yes. But you had a saying about
all
it,
right.
too.
I'm going to go back to work at the lamppost factory.
He just doesn't get me. All right. I'm going to do my last day of work at the food truck.
Alma?
Yes.
You're fired.
What? But I've been...
No. You fuck it. You're fired.
You guys keep moving the truck. I can't find you.
It's called a food truck.
Yeah.
If it didn't have wheels, we'd call it a restaurant. This thing has wheels on it. Also, I found out yesterday that you served some cheese that wasn't grilled. What I told you about grilling cheese? It must be grilled. Or you'll break an ankle. You're cruising for a bruiser, Alma. You're fired.
You're just like my dad.
Fuck you.
Stupid truck. I'm gonna get a job at a place that is almost identical to a food truck, but that without the truck part. Oh wait, look at this giant loaf of bread rotating around this building.
Bonjour, mademoiselle.
Oh, hello.
Welcome to my bakery. Would you like a job?
Hey, yes.
Fair enough.
My name is Alma.
Alma what? Alma bitches? It's a French joke. Forgive me. Okay, you're hired because I like your sense of humor. Careful. Toe the line. Do not do anything different than the rules state or you're going to break an ankle.
Hey, I'm fine. I got two good feet and a brain ready to do everything.
Later that night. Hey, Alma, how's it going?
Whoa, hey, Sasquatch.
Hey. It's Yeti. Anyway, that's cool, man. It's Portland. Fucking do it.
If I had a dollar for every one of my friends that was named after the mythical abominable snowman.
Hey, look, man. Alma, I know that you come from a long line of tautliners, but me and my friend, we're going to go fucking slackliner later on. You down for that?
Nah, it's not for me.
Come on. Everyone's doing it. The line is less taut.
Sasquatch. Huh?
No, wait, we're going to tie off to the... Your father works at the lamppost mill. We know that those are going to be sound and
he's
steady.
He's also a tightliner.
I know, but that's we're going to slackline on it, man. It's less taut. There's less tension there, man. I mean, girl...
Thought balloon. My dad is a tightliner, and he makes lampposts. I'm so lonely. I want to fuck Sasquatch so bad.
Listen,
I'll just check it out and see what it looks like.
Look, man, I'll tie it off. Look, I'll come over to, this is one of your dad's lampposts. I'm going to tie it off. Oh, by the way, if you cross this, I'm going to fuck you so fucking hard afterward, man.
Let's anchor it up.
All right,
but not too tight.
Tie it up. Hey, careful! Don't break your ankle.
All right, Sasquatch. Well, you test it out. I mean,
looks good.
My head! Kubrickian unconscious scene, like a. Not a montage, but like a sequence. Okay. That's the word I lost. Kubrickian unconscious sequence.
Tightliner. Slackliner.
That's my dad dressed as a loaf of bread.
Bonjour.
He's French.
You're all going to break everybody's ankles now.
But there's a monkey on the other side of the room.
Hello, I'm a Sasquatch. I'm a...
Whoa. Wow. The monkey and the Sasquatch and the bread. Everything's the same.
Honey, wake up. Elma, wake up. It's your father.
Dad.
Hi. You were having a... Door goes down. You were having a terrible dream. Were you dreaming about doing anything other than what you're supposed to do by following the rules?
No.
Never, ever, ever follow your dreams. I'm a man. You're a woman. I run shit. Anything you do out of the ordinary is going to break your ankles.
Inside Alma's father's bloodstream.
I'm a monster. I'm an alien monster.
Alpha monster.
Yeah?
Beta bloodstream monster reporting for duty.
Ah! Let's give this asshole bone cancer.
Ooh.
Ooh. No, wait. Pancreatic cancer. It's just pancreatic. It's way worse.
Oh, okay. All right. That's maybe too soon, but I... Turning the little-known giant valve inside every human body that gives them a cancer... Outside Alma's father's body.
Honey?
Dad?
Oh, shit.
And another thing, Dad.
My bones.
What? Oh, Dad!
My cancer just broke my ankle.
Oh, Dad!
The hunters become the hunted. Run! Run!
The whole house is crumbling apart for some reason. I'm leaping.
Actual Sasquatch comes up and starts fucking you. Yeah.
In midair with the Sasquatch fucking me, I turn to slow-mo and a volleyball enters frame and I hit it. At which point we transition to the 2018 Olympics on a beach. Oh, and Alma wins the women's volleyball championship.
It's a new way that she uses. Come and you go.
I can do everything.
Right. There you are, Alma.
Ah, oh, that's a good movie. That seemed like a good movie. I would rent that.
That had everything. That had a little bit of everything.
Yeah. I would rent that. Did you know that Matthew Lillard played the Sasquatch?
I did not know that.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Spencer, what did you think about that?
I thought it was great. Definitely in the top three sketches.
Yeah, well, you would think that, you asshole.
Oh.
What? Rap battle?
Oh.
Fuck this guy. Rap battle. Angry. Angry at him. Rap battle. Anger. I'm the king of the rap stage with my microphone. I fucked your mama because I hate being alone. I'm so lonely deep inside. I fucked your mama so hard her pussy got wide. I said, hang out, I'll be back later. I fucked your mama because I'm an alligator. I chomped your pussy with my big teeth and a bird came in and cleaned them out. Yeah. Booyah.
Go, Spencer.
Yo, Dan Harmon's putting me down, but you all just see that he's a sad clown. He's standing over there and doing a dance, and we can all see that there's holes in his pants. I'm sitting over here and I'm having a good time, trying to come up with my next rhyme. I think I'm gonna rhyme about the audience being cool. I think you don't even really drool.
Whoa!
Your pants are fine.
Oh, thank you. It's a big conflict. How are we doing on time, Jeff?
We're good. What time did we start? I have no idea. What time is it? 7:30? Oh, shit, we're late.
Here's some facts about Portland, Jeff.
Huh?
Did you know some facts about Portland?
I did not.
There's no second act to Portland. Was that a heckle? Are you like Roger Ebert? There's no second act.
Aristotle.
What's that? Bobcat's not. Oh, there's no second act. Okay, got it. I was a screenwriter, so when I heard second act, I was like, fuck you, there's a second act. What do you call that rap battle, you asshole? Did you see the sweat on my forehead? There's a fucking second act. Holy shit.
Wait, we started at 7:30, impossible. What time do we go on?
No.
7:45? Okay, fuck it.
Really?
Yeah, wow, holy
Jesus
shit.
Christ.
Time has been flying.
But we haven't touched them yet. We haven't, fucking...
We touched Almo. I Sasquatch fucked you. It was a...
Is there a quick way to touch them and then play D&D and then touch them hard?
Who wants to be... she wants to be touched. What's your
you
name?
You want to be touched? Come up and get touched, I guess. I don't... Is it that simple? Get touched. Much fuck. Much. Get gonna get touched. Touch corner. News segment. Touch corner.
Touch corner. Welcome to Touch Corner. We're Dan Harmon.
Is it Megan?
I don't know.
Yeah, I met Megan at the thing across the street. Hello, Megan.
Touch corner.
Oh, Megan. Dickens. Fagan.
Whoa.
I had a rhyme with Megan.
Okay.
Megan, what's up with you?
Lots of things.
Did you literally just want to get touched physically?
Well, yeah, but also...
but also emotionally, yeah. Deeply, spiritually,
yeah,
physically,
yeah,
psychically.
Totally.
What part of you, Megan, spiritually has gone untouched until tonight?
Oh, all of it.
The whole spirit, the whole soul, from top
basically
to bottom?
Basically everything.
Narrow it down a bit.
Yeah.
Narrow it down.
Well, I'm very untouchable.
You're untouchable?
Kind of. I'm an asshole.
Do you work with Elliot Ness in the...
No, I...
Do you bring
work...
a knife to a gunfight?
I work in an office, and I don't get along with anybody there. So
what's wrong with the people that you work with, or what's wrong with you? What's keeping you from connecting with people?
That's good.
A very nice person.
You are?
I'm not.
You're not?
So what do you do like in a typical exchange? Like what keeps you? So let's do a scene.
Okay,
I'm,
cool,
I'm a coworker.
Let's go.
Where do you work?
I'll be Sasquatch.
God. Okay. Cool.
Hey,
cool.
Megan.
Let's go. Let's go. Oh God.
Megan, where do you work?
I work in an office in a manufacturing plant.
Okay. All right. Hey, Megan. These manufacturing papers. They don't indicate enough of...
Fuck you.
Jesus Christ, what the fuck?
Motherfuckers, I just...
What the fuck, Megan? I'm doing my job.
Fuck you. I can do it better.
Hey, do you want to go out sometime?
No.
What the... You know what? I'm taking this to your supervisor, these things.
Oh, no, wait.
All right, okay.
If you say that you did this, I'll let it go.
Okay. Wow, that's tempting.
I did this.
I did this. All right. Mr. Jacobson, I did this with the manufacturing papers.
You did this?
Yeah.
You're hired.
Whoa! Fuck you! Megan, now I'm your boss.
Yeah, but...
Now do you want to go out?
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Let's go to the dance club. Oh, there's a famous rapper up on stage.
Whoa.
Break down. I'm a famous Portland rapper. My name is Crip Crap Crippity Crapper. I rap from the shorelines to the coast. I rap your mama like a pussy's made of toast. I'm a famous Portland rapper, blah, blah, blah. He trails off. Whoa, this is great. I love coming to this famous Portland club.
Oh, my God. I like it.
Yeah. Wait. Let's go back to your place.
Oh, hey, come on. Let's go.
All right. Jesus Christ, there's human heads everywhere.
I know. Okay.
What the fuck is your problem?
Wait.
All right, you better have a good explanation. explanation for this.
Okay, I know. It looks really bad. This looks so bad.
You start talking.
Okay. I have a lot of experience running. Like, so many experiments.
I think the experiment is over. Heads can't live when they're not on bodies.
Shush. Okay, there's, like, different levels.
Yeah, the head level and the body level. They're supposed to work together.
Okay, so, like,
Megan.
This one is running, like, what happens? You chop a head off.
Right. Wait a minute.
And you
one of these
the
heads
body
is
water.
One of these heads
and
is Hitler.
Swim? Okay. I know Hitler's. That looks really bad.
Whoa! Hitler's rapping.
Oh, Hitler rap.
My name is Hitler, and I'm here to say I'd like to take over Europe today. I'm about to go with my sleeping plan and sweep through Sweden, and that's all I can do. And next, Poland, and wear a uniform. I should have stayed in art school. Woo! Oh, wow, that's really great that... You know what?
And I'm very Polish.
I'm starting to warm up to you.
And I'm super Polish. I'm super Polish, too.
Well... Let's get married.
That's good. Let's all right. Do it.
Eight years later. What? You call this a fucking sandwich?
Yeah. Well, what the fuck do you want from me?
What the fuck do you want from me?
Never there.
You never there. You never again. I'm so
what
angry.
What the fuck do you want? Yeah. Of course he's fucked up. You're never there.
Oh shit! Our children are rapping. I wish mom and dad wouldn't fight. I wish I was never born. I wish I wasn't white. I wish I had a better life. I'm a little baby child of Megan and Dan.
Stop dancing.
These fucking kids are shitty rappers. I hate this sandwich. I hate your fucking... I looked in the magazine. I took a quiz. It said if you go to a woman's house and she has decapitated heads and one of us with an animatronic Hitler and that's
whatever.
How you fall in love with her, then it's going to be shit and I didn't listen to it. And I fucking regret this.
Whatever.
I regret this shit. I regret working with you. I regret handing you that paper. I regret all the chances I took on you.
But I love you.
I can't stay mad at you.
I loved you so much.
Everything
is so important.
Everything in life is so important.
Everything in life.
Everything.
It comes down to that one moment.
Is important. From the trees to the bushes to the road.
Oh. Sasquatch comes in.
Oh.
No, it's cool. It's cool. It's totally cool.
A long crawl about statistics of Sasquatch rape.
Sasquatch rape.
There are 75,000 instances of Sasquatch rape in the Northwest. Most people don't report it.
And those that do.
The Library of Congress.
They don't believe that. Okay.
All right, Megan, everybody. She.
Megan.
I guess we got to know Portland a little better. That makes sense.
We learned a lot about Portland tonight.
I don't know. Makes sense to me, although I'm pretty blown out on, what is this called? Volstead?
Yeah.
All right, we should play D&D now. Look at this guy over here.
Is it time?
You know what, a guy came up to me at the bar, Spencer. A guy came up to me and he said, "I love your podcast. I have one note." And I was like, "Oh, here we go." And he said, "You should separate the D&D from the podcast and do a whole D&D thing with Spencer and have celebrity guests." And I was like, "Andrew, shut up. I did it. I sold that show. We're going to do that on the web. It's going to be a whole different thing with Spencer Dungeon Master."
Fuck yeah. It's D&D time.
And he was like, "Oh, I already knew that. I just wanted to, like, I invented it to talk to you about." And I was like, I ripped off his face and I was like, "Dad." And he was like, "I'm sorry, I had polio."
All right, let's get Aaron McGathy to the stage. Aaron McGathy, are you out there? All right.
What if Erin came up with her shirt off?
I was toying with the idea. I had my tights off with like a target around my pussy.
Everybody, did we go to, like Spencer's wearing a t-shirt that says Master of Dungeons. I'm wearing a t-shirt that says Sharpie.
I had a Rob. Rob's the awesome guy who made all these shirts. Let's hear it for Rob.
Rob made us.
He made me a shirt with two arrows that said adventure. I spilled vodka all over it, but I had it on earlier.
Vodka is a terrible stain.
But Rob, Rob, let me tell you, she spills vodka all over everything she loves.
Including like, vodka.
Like her boyfriend, the planet, birth certificates.
It's a christening.
Wait, this guy's got a camera on his head, and he went to the bathroom. Did you just film yourself taking a piss?
Oh, I...
All right.
There's no red light on it. Is it out of D12 or whatever?
Oh my God, he has blood all over his face.
Neil, the mixture is still rolling.
And also, give him $3 off his ticket price. Jesus Christ, he's.
I was told by Morgan, our tour manager, that I need to announce that after the show, we're going to the Lucky Labrador across the street.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's where Spencer and I will be selling merch and where you can buy prints and t-shirts and Dan and Jeff will sign them. Only $50 a signature.
No. I'll sign anything you buy, and also you don't have to buy anything. I'll sign your napkin. I'll sign.
I will for no price. I will mime Sasquatch rape you. Portland, you guys are fucking weird. I love this.
Also, Spencer and I have a special kissing booth where you can stand in the middle and we'll kiss
and
your
watch
cheeks.
Them kiss. They both kiss each other. All right, Spencer, can we get our character sheets, please?
Yeah. Spencer, pass that down to...
Spencer is now dispensing Corp. The character charts.
Thank you.
Yeah, shirts.
Spencer, get us up to date, would you please, in the campaign?
When we last met, the party was still trapped in the confines of the Infinifish. After taking out a lung and returning to where Cork had encountered the kidney, the party took on the massive organ and the spidery sparks guarding it. The kidney was eventually destroyed and the gang pressed on through a thicket of fleshy cords, sliding down a slimy slide to a pink platform. Fuck. At the bottom, they fought a tricky slime encased in which was a book. And after slicing and dicing the bloody slime, Sharpie was able to retrieve said magical tome. The only way out appeared to be a large sphincter on the floor. What would they do?
I think I've said this before, but it would be so handy to have Spencer like in your day-to-day life as an alcoholic. You went to the drawing room and started doing shots of Fernet Branca.
Yes, you left your credit card there.
At about 3 p.m., Gino came by and you ended up going to the L.A. Zoo.
Searching for your wallet, you realize that... Yeah.
If you get a text from Margaret, don't answer it.
Margaret.
Yeah.
All right, so now...
That's why.
Yeah. I'm going to say, just to start things off with a fun note, I'm going to just... stick a foot through that sphincter on the floor and see what goes.
Just the one foot.
I'm gonna run, and I'm gonna go like a long jumper. I'm gonna go one, two, and then I'm gonna like put my hands above my head, and I'm gonna feet first to go through the sphincter on the floor.
But what are you gonna do in D&D?
Huh?
Nice.
Dungeon snap.
Can we? At what point in time is it appropriate? I just saw these T-shirts over here. When do we bring those up?
In a bit.
Okay.
In a bit.
All right.
Yes.
Sorry.
Wow. Dan Harmon fucked my mama, and all I got was this lousy T-shirt. all my mama got was these lousy herpes.
No, they're great herpes.
No, they're great.
Babe, they're great herpes.
They're weaponized.
All right, so I do a one, two, three, and I make myself like... I go feet first through the sphincter on the floor, Spencer.
Floop. You swiftly slide through the sphincter and find yourself in a small chamber. In front of you is a meat curtain. You sense something powerful and dangerous behind.
Oh man, is this gonna be like the Indiana Jones thing, but it's a turd like rolling? Because you're obviously in a colon, right? That's gonna be like
I don't know.
You're running from a round ball.
I'm looking at a meat curtain. Yeah. What are my surroundings?
You're just in a small area. It's pretty closed off. You just flew through like a giant sphincter, and it.
Okay,
took
I do a cartwheel and do a round off, and as I round off, I try to round off through the meat curtain so that when I emerge through the other side of the meat curtain, I go like ta-da, like a sort of guy. So I do a cartwheel and then tuck. And then do a round off, and I land. I go through the meat curtain.
Okay, so right. Cartwheel, tuck the knees.
Yeah.
Round off.
Right.
Meat curtain, ta-da.
Right.
Okay.
I'm upside down doing the tuck as I go through the meat curtain, and ideally I would round off and be facing whatever I'm facing at the other side of the meat curtain.
Well, you attempt that.
All right.
Your shoulders get stuck in the meat curtain.
No!
You fall unceremoniously outward into
should
a large
room. Should have done five
room.
More round-offs.
I fall where?
Into a large-ish room.
Oh, so I've gone through the meat curtain.
You can see through the meat curtain. I wouldn't say you're entirely through it.
But I'm in a large-ish
yeah,
room?
Yeah, and you're also, like, fallen on the ground from failing your cartwheel maneuver.
Okay, then I just crawl, like army crawl, hand over hand, nice. Through the meat curtain into the greater room.
The room is littered with flabby tubes and arteries. The walls are covered in web-like lattices of veins and strands of fibrous tissues. You can see a large, throbbing heart standing in the center of the
whoa.
Room. Hanging from the ceiling are two orange orbs of tissue, perhaps some sort of nerve cluster or other thing. Two flabby tubes reminiscent of
flabby
stalagmites
tubes.
Stand
flabby
up straight tubes. Nearby the heart.
Flabby tubes, he was that actor in all those old John Wayne movies, right?
Yeah, no, it's terrible what happened to him. Like the studio system like really victimized him.
Hey, you're gonna go into that heart, are you? Let's go over there.
He has the famous story is that Flabby Tubes like you know like murdered that kid, but it's not true.
No.
Okay, so
Walt Disney
murdered
a kid and blamed it on Flabby Tubes.
I hollered to Sharpie and Mulray and said, "Hey guys, I think I found the heart and possibly two nerve clusters. Get on in here."
Oh, is he coming back up through the sphincter?
I holler. Does sound carry through meat curtains?
You hear the faint squelchy sound of Quark's voice. Coming through the sphincter.
Does it sound like he's saying "Don't come down here. I'm being digested by a sphincter," or does it sound like he's maybe saying like Data in the Goonies, "Hey, I found another room."
You hear it sounds like he mentioned something about a heart.
Okay, well, I jump down through the sphincter.
You gotta jump through the sphincter.
You can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance,
oh, they're no friends of mine.
Hey. Sphincter dance.
No! Don't fucking clap for that shit. Don't reward that.
If you don't give a shit about the Goonies reference, then fuck the safety dance. Just let me sit up here and die in front of you, of old age. Let me turn into Mount Rushmore. No! Shit. Don't.
Weird reference.
Sharpie, you can't just go through the sphincter. You have to cartwheel through the meat curtains and then army crawl through the rest of the meat curtain.
I actually want to use that stick that you gave me that has the button on it.
Okay.
I'm going to put the stick through the sphincter, so to speak, and then slide down it like a fireman's pole.
Okay.
Because I pressed the button.
Is this because you hung out at? Is this because you went to the Embers today? Is that why?
Embers is awesome. The fish tank bar. We didn't have a big fight, but it's cool that there's fish in the bar. And then inevitably someone's going to go, "Oh, those fish aren't being taken care of." Like, come on, but they're in a bar.
It's a tranny bar, right?
Yeah, but the fish don't know that. Like, if I was a
I don't think anyone was like, "Oh, these trannies are a bad influence on the fish." They're going to start dressing up as snakes.
Yeah, it's a drag queen play. They have drag queen shows. Yeah. But this was during the day. They're open at like 11. Yeah. You can go sit there and it's like beautiful and they got a fish tank bar. Cool. Embers. I enjoyed it. I didn't want trying to feel bad for the fish. I thought the fish were, it's like, there's goldfish. They're a robust species of fish.
Yeah.
And if, and the whole bar is a fish tank. That means that the fish are over here, and they could go all the way to the end of the bar. All the way, like if you were a fish, that was born in a tank.
They came from a lake.
No, they didn't come from a lake. Yes, no one from Embers goes out in a raincoat like a Vandycamp's fisherman and catches, oh, another goldfish for the bar. They're born in a goddamn paper cup at a carnival. And the ones that get adopted by the drag queen from Embers are like, they're the luckiest fucking goldfish in Portland.
No.
And it's like they pour them in there, and the fish are like, "What's happening?" And it's like a Pixar movie. Like Albert Brooks comes up and goes, "Like, holy shit, you wouldn't believe it. There's a whole bar." And then every once in a while, yeah, like someone like crashes through the top of the bar because they get angry, and then like probably a fish gets crushed. But
all right.
But at least there's no turtles eating them.
At least there's no turtles.
All right, so I'm waiting for my friends through the meat curtains.
You see a staff poking its head through the sphincter and then the meat curtain.
Chubby!
Yay!
I'd recognize
What's
that.
Up? This shitty.
I grab onto the end of the staff and pull him through.
It's stuck.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. Let me press that button.
You pull it. Sharpie, are you on it or are you already through this?
Oh boy,
point?
Stickler over here. Okay.
It's important.
All right, I. God damn it.
You can just pick one, it's fine.
Just pick one off.
Am I on the pole or
what? Yeah, did you already come through on the pole or is he pulling you through now?
I wanted to slide through.
Okay, yeah,
sphincter.
Well that happens. And then okay, so you slide through. Hey, whatever.
And then I go, Mulrain, press the button and come through.
Yeah.
So, okay.
All right, so you slide through. Now you're there. Now you grab the thing. Now okay. It's grabbed. Yeah. You got the staff.
You guys
through the door.
You guys could have done a cartwheel.
I wanted to do something cool. And,
all right, so what are our surroundings now,
Spencer?
Spencer,
am I there?
Yeah, you're okay. There now, too.
Hey, guys.
Hey, good to have you back. What do we see now?
You're in a room. No, so I explained the heart, right? So there's a giant throbbing heart. Hanging from the ceiling are two orbs of orange tissue, perhaps some sort of giant nerve cluster. Said that already. There's the two flabby tubes. They're venting noxious gases in the colors of green and orange. And you can also see a few tentacles waving around nearby the ground. In the center of the room, you can see that eye stalk that you encountered earlier.
Shit.
And it begins swaying ponderously.
Gentlemen... Are we trying to destroy the fish, or should we just want to leave the fish, right?
Well, I think...
We have to kill it.
Yeah, I would
but
say...
But if we kill it, are we going to fall down into nothing?
Yeah, but...
I use my far sword attack.
Here's my plan about
far
that.
While they're fucking mulling shit over, because I'm a barbarian... I swing my far sword as hard as I can at the heart.
At the heart itself. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Ah, you miss.
Fuck everybody.
Your far sword goes wide, and rather than hitting the heart, it instead strikes a tentacle.
Ooh. Is that good?
It's better than not hitting anything or hitting yourself in the foot.
I remove...
You deal 7 damage.
All right.
I remove 2... the arrows!
Oh, she's dead!
And as I'm pulling them out, a sparkle from my eye catches Quark's eye. And I pull back and I shoot my arrows.
At
adventure!
That doesn't
matter. At the heart.
At the heart. You shoot 2 arrows at
V-arrows.
The heart.
Spencer, V arrows.
Yeah, V arrows at the heart. I'm listening. Both of them strike the heart directly in its center of mass.
Yay! Sphincter battles.
Dealing
sphincter.
6 damage.
Yeah.
Six damage. The
Which
eyeball
sounds like
sways
sex
ponderously.
Damage, right, guys?
That's some Seattle shit right there. I don't know. I just randomly thought maybe they had a rivalry with Seattle.
They do.
I was really tired today, and I think for a half an hour I thought I was literally in Seattle, and I met someone and they're like, yeah, I'm from like an hour north of Seattle. I was like, all right, so an hour away? You're in Seattle? Portland's better, though.
It was Eddie Vedder. You know, it was.
Oh, I thought he had something in his mouth. Couldn't understand.
Oh, you just gotta go to Voodoo Donuts and do some slacklining.
The tentacles shoot out of the floor and grapple you. They wrap themselves around your legs. You feel as if you can't move. At the same time, the ponderous eyeball sways and its eye turns purple and it looks directly at Sharpie.
What?
Sharpie. Yeah.
I go like this. like what?
It seems like an impressive response. As you make your excited and cool maneuver, you feel a haze come over you, and all of a sudden you feel the presence of several enemies surrounding you.
Oh, shit. I've been charmed against you guys.
Well, yeah. use some magic.
No,
use some magic.
You're a mage.
Oh, can I resist it somehow?
No, you can fight the enemies you see.
No, I don't want to fight my friends.
You do, that's the thing though.
Yeah, well, you can tell me that I want to fight them. I've watched you go through this with Jeff.
Okay, you cast Scorching Ray on
Moray.
Oh. It hits.
Oh.
Dealing 8 damage.
Eight damage. That's like fucking some
average shit.
Some Bend, Oregon kind of style.
That was some Eugene shit.
Yeah, yeah. That was some Medford style bullshit. Yeah.
About Medford style.
Messed on, no.
I know. What do you want from me?
I just want the old Dan.
Want you to
back.
Take your shirt off.
Take your shirt off! Take your shirt off! Save it.
I said take your shirt off.
Oh, take my shirt off, okay.
All right, so...
It's the only thing that
whose turn
save
is it,
me.
Spencer, for fuck's sake?
You see those orange things I mentioned earlier from the ceiling. They're shaking wildly and shaking a violent red powder onto you. It's making you guys sick. You feel kind of sick to your stomachs.
I use power attack on one of the orange sacky thingies.
They're pretty high up. You'd have to jump to hit them.
I run, and I first jump off of Mulrain's shoulders, then onto Sharpie's shoulders, and then jump as high as I can and swing my sword at at one of the orange sacks.
Taking a few steps back to prepare your charge, you leap forward. Catapulting yourself off the back of the half-elf, you leap high into the air and swinging your sword in a wide arc. You slice cleanly at the cord, holding the dangling nerve cluster. It falls off and falls to the ground and explodes into a pile of dust.
Never had a lesson.
You hear the beast give an unearthly shake around you, as well as a long, far-off wail, as if it were in immense pain.
Oh, we're close, you guys. Somebody attack the other nerve cluster.
I take out my long sword, and, yeah.
Zip.
Yeah. I take out my long sword. It looks great. And I attack the other nerve cluster.
Well, it's too high up.
Well, you're too high up.
Yeah, I am.
I jump.
Okay, Sharpie's back?
I jump off Sharpie's back.
Okay.
Super, super cute style. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Or would it be better to do arrows, Spencer?
It would be better to do arrows, to hit things far away.
Is it too late?
The question is, how many arrows should she shoot?
6.
14. Well, I mean, I don't want to be a bad D&D player. I did already say that I have the sword.
It's true. Jumping off your friend Sharpie, you launch yourself at the nerve cluster. You get right up to it, and pulling your sword from its holster, you swing in a wide arc. However, it misses, and you tumble to the ground.
Bam! Dungeon snap.
Same team. Thank you. I will next time, ma'am. I will.
Yeah, Valisant hasn't even followed you guys. He's just making sandwiches. He's back in the last area.
Come on, Sharpie, finish him off.
Sharpie, you shake off the effects of your charm.
I do?
Yeah.
Oh!
He's back.
I cast Booyah. No.
Sharpie, you attacked me.
I wasn't myself. It's like last night when we got in that fight.
Over the straw?
Yeah.
What was the straw fight about?
Dan accused me of ruining
Coke
his straw.
And... I handed her a Diet Coke,
right?
And she handed it back, and the straw looked like an animal had mangled it. Like it looked like a child had chewed it all day. Like it was all twisted, and I thought it was funny, so I went, "What the fuck?" But because I'm a professional entertainer, I wasn't smiling and laughing when I was like, "Hey, what the fuck?" And she was ignoring me because she was round that bend. Like the fact that we had gotten Taco Bell should tell you what state we were in.
I just
looked at the mangled straw and I went, "Hey, what the fuck?" Like because I was yes-anding the fact that she was an animal. I was like, "What's with the fucking mangled straw?"
Dan, I think it's important to say that right before this happened, Dan was like, "I didn't get enough tacos." So I gave him my taco.
It's not important. That's like saying the sky is blue. I never get enough tacos. I always complain. Whatever.
What the fuck?
Pittsburgh,
Portland. I didn't think it was a joke. I thought you were starting a fight over a straw.
Yeah. Well, you're starting a fight over a fight over a straw.
You're like, look, I love you more.
Nice.
Oh, well, that was supposed to be cute.
And yet it wasn't.
You're the best.
I cast
magic. Who gives a shit? Sorry.
I cast Scorching Ray.
There's a ray, it's a scorching ray. It's hotter than the cold ray, hotter than the sun. Gonna scorch a ray and then we're done. Scorching ray's gonna cast some damage on these motherfucker. Portland got a scorching ray. Motherfucker got a forked bread with to go.
What do you shoot it at?
Yeah, you gotta aim it at something.
Yeah.
Is the eye stock still there?
There is that eye stock.
Yeah, fuck that, the guy.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
The guy that got me, the guy that charmed me.
All right. Your scorching ray strikes true. It strikes the eye directly in its lens. Dealing 18 damage.
Oh!
The eye stock closes its eye and starts crying a bit.
Oh! I go like this.
A little bit.
Oh!
I attack with my emerald dagger at the eye stalk.
You attack the eye stalk with the emerald dagger?
Yes.
Okay. Attacking the eye stalk with your emerald dagger, you notice that it misses. It strikes by a lot.
I notice that it misses.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You can't.
It's
help
a
but
sad
notice.
State of affairs, but there you go.
I look at my dagger and go, way to go.
It goes, well, that's the first time you've ever talked to me.
I say to the dagger, look, I didn't know you could speak.
Yes, you know, there's a lot of magic items that can speak.
Okay, look, let's not fight like Aaron and Dan. Let's just...
You should kill that other orange thing. It seemed like it pissed that thing
Don't
off.
Don't tell me what to do, dagger. I'm in charge here.
Do you know how magic I am?
I don't know. I didn't know you could talk. If I knew that you were a magical talking dagger, I'd have asked you what to do.
Well, apparently we can fill a book with stuff you don't know, but I know you should kill that... Because he's a barbarian. But I know that you should attack that orange thing because I'm magic and a dagger.
Okay, well, I tried to attack the eye stalk and you fucking failed me. Like, this relationship has to be built on trust.
Yeah, well, I didn't trust that we could, harm that eye stalk.
Okay, okay,
I was right.
Look,
I'm patient with this emerald
dagger. Shut the fuck up, Mulrain. Having a conversation with my dagger right now.
Interesting. I wonder if the podcast is going to get 7 emails talking about how your relationship with the dagger ruined the podcast. I don't know. I liked it. It felt honest.
I mean, I really love you and the dagger together, but...
You both need to chill.
All right. because my dagger is not a person, it's a dagger, I come to an agreement, and I say, look, from now on in the future, let's communicate with each other. And if I'm ever not living up to your standards as a dagger holder, then you just say so, and I'll try to become a better barbarian. And if I ever have a problem with your effectiveness as a dagger, I'll just say so, and then maybe together we can grow. And one day I'll live up to who I should be and what you should be, and together we'll form a union and be better people for it. You know, yeah.
Love expert Jeff Davis, everybody.
And then I say, and the next time I fucking attack an ice talk, fucking get your shit together.
So a partnership is equals. That sounds pretty good.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's attack stuff together.
Okay. Hey, you know what, Dagger? Talking to you, Dagger.
Oh, I thought you meant you're throwing a knife in my bed.
No, Dagger?
Okay, what's up? Hey.
You're okay.
You too, man.
I love my dagger.
The worst TV pilot ever.
Cork and Dagger.
/ most Cork successful and show. Dagger.
Starring Dabney Coleman.
That's your boss that sent you out. Quark!
What is it, Dagger?
You don't have a dagger in your pocket, do you? No, I don't. What was that? What was that sound? That was my badge and my gun.
Quark and Dagger. Friday.
You know, this police department has a strict rule against talking daggers.
So, yeah, are you going to hit stuff?
Dagger?
Hey.
I know it's not my turn.
You're the best.
But let's go out of turn one more time.
Oh, I don't think you've taken any combat action.
Okay.
So.
Dagger, how about this? I tell Dagger, I believe in you, and I want you to hold me like a dagger. And the dagger summons a power to use me as a sword and holds me and wields me like a blade. And we charge toward the last remaining nerve sac, and my dagger wields me like a dagger, and like holds my ankles and my head goes straight. I hold my sword up like in the air, and the dagger swings me at the last remaining nerve sac.
You know, the crazy thing is that I had a cursed sword that actually would wield its wielder like that. Like, so that's not even an entirely original idea.
Oh, dungeon, like super dungeon.
It's a good plan, but that's not the magic that's enchanting this dagger, unfortunately.
Dungeon snap, writer's workshop snap, like Los Angeles snap.
So you're saying that can't happen?
No, but
all right, okay, fuck it. I take my dagger with our newfound relationship, and with an extra confidence that I never knew existed, I wield my emerald dagger and I run right at the heart.
Right at the heart. You strike it critically. Well, look at that. It's glowing. That's crazy. What are the fucking odds, right?
How much?
What are the odds of that? Like, honestly. Dealing 30 damage.
30!
Y'all ready for this?
You strike a great blow against the heart. It gives a violent shudder and starts to ooze blood. The entire room you're in shudders and quakes, and you take some damages.
We all do?
Yeah, from the quaking and shaking of the thing you're inside of.
Fair enough.
You all take 4 damage.
Yeah, that's nothing.
That's some quake shit.
It's definitely injured, but not dead.
By the way, Spencer's using the dice that whoever brought
Yeah, who
dice.
Got me these awesome dice? These are fucking sweet.
Who did it?
Oh, I can't see him.
What's his name?
Nice. Tom?
Hey, Tom? Thank you, Tom.
These are the coolest things ever.
For the using podcast his listeners, he looks like a very crafty Jesus in the back. Good-looking guy.
Thanks, Tom. These are some sweet dice.
All right, guys, finish it off. I had a breakthrough with my sword.
So Spencer, is the heart done?
It's not. I mean, we might want to break here, to be honest.
Oh, the heart's a full-time job, huh?
It's a tough job, but someone's got to pump it.
Before we stop, can I shoot two good arrows?
At
the heart?
At the heart, yes. Yes, you can.
And give me 20.
Well, I tried. One of your arrows strikes the heart directly in the heart.
All right.
Dealing 11 damage.
Jeff's dagger winks at me.
No. No eyes.
But the jewel, it like glimmers in a winking fashion.
It glistens.
And I accept that glisten as a wink.
That's fair.
Yeah. So you think the heart's really that full-time a job? We should stop here, huh?
Yeah, no, you're not. You haven't killed it.
All right, well, let's stop
Spencer,
that.
Spencer, everybody. Spencer Cliffhanger! Fuck yeah.
Lucky Aaron Labrador McGaffey, everybody. After the show. Lucky Labrador.
Aaron McGaffey and Spencer Crittenden. Wow.
All right, Portland. Home of good, wonderful, artistic, beautiful, clean, spiritual, wonderful, transparent people through whom God flows constantly, and that government cannot crack. We need to come up with our fucking constitution here before we go to San Francisco, because you know in San Francisco they'll just go like, you should be able to park wherever you want, and they'll be like crazy. It's like in Portland, like these are people who sculpt things and like understand things. They program things. There's like people that they're a practical people, Jeff. They're a good people. They're a port people. It's called Portland. It's named after the port of Portland.
Is that right?
Ships come in. You have to get shit done. When a ship full of salt comes in, you got to put the salt somewhere. There's another ship full of pepper coming in. Like they've adapted a culture of it's called the New York of the West.
Can we get a representative of Portland? Somebody who feels like they know the most about it. Who among us right now would be the most representative?
Do we want to
right here? You sir, you seem lumberjack style.
Our first dude of the night.
What's your name, sir?
Ryan,
everybody.
A Portlandologist.
Ryan. Grab a mic.
Take the mic. All right. So,
Portland actually is named after Portland, Maine, off a penny flip.
All right.
Who is flipping the penny?
So two guys moved here, one from Boston, one from Portland, and they both wanted to name it after their home cities, and they flipped a penny, and it came up Portland, and now that penny is in the museum.
No shit.
Mm-hmm. You know the craziest thing about it? Because that was 1820, there was no one on the penny. So there was no, like people say that Portland just made it up.
Yeah.
Like, because Abe Lincoln was just running around. He was in college.
One side just had the word heads.
Yeah.
And the other side had tails.
Just said penny side one, penny side two. Yeah. Anyways.
Ryan, are you a local?
No, I moved here 4 years ago to start med school, and I'm actually moving away tomorrow because I just graduated.
Oh, good for you. Congratulations. What kind of, what are you?
I'm a chiropractor.
Oh, okay. So kind of real medicine.
Oh, fuck I think, guys.
Sorry. Some like spine surgeon just booed you. Chiropractor, boo. Yeah. Well, I don't. Yeah, I went to a chiropractor for a while. I had to. I have a terrible history of back pain in my family. But then I got one of those inversion tables.
Oh yeah, those are awesome.
Do your people? They don't recommend them though, right?
No, inversion tables are great.
And you're out of a job.
No, yeah, it doesn't fix everything. It just helps.
It fixes everything for me. I mean, it helped. I mean, it made me not have to go to a chiropractor ever again.
I mean, I don't care if you don't see me. I just feel that if you get better, that's all I want.
Really? Yeah. I'm hugging him. I'm making up with chiropractors tonight. Yo. Yo. Yeah. Yo. A back doctor. Yo. I want to rock doctor. What? Doesn't matter. Yo. It's Ryan?
Ryan.
Yo. Ryan. Back pain. run in the rain. I'm gonna feel the strength and heal myself of my pain. I'm gonna bend over backwards for my lower lumbar. I fucked your mama so hard she never come so far. I fucked your mama till she had back spasms. I fucked your mama and her pussy was a chasm. I sky dove down to its bottom. I fucked your mama so hard I started to feel it was a Gotham. I didn't really want to rap, but I think that's what... This, like, I wasn't feeling it. I wanted to talk to Ryan for a little bit about Portland. That's why you brought him up.
I don't care.
And he played that song. It felt joyless and forced.
I liked it. I thought it was good.
Oh, thanks. Yo. 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 I'm awful sorry I blamed my bad rap on you. I didn't mean to take a crap on you. Came up to Portland to transform. I fucked your mama so hard I needed chloroform. That doesn't mean it was non-consensual. I fucked your mama good, but it was quite sensual. I met her at a diner and said, let's go out. And I fucked her good, and she started to scream and shout, but not in protest. Enjoy. I fucked your mama, impregnated her, and made a boy. It was you. Ryan, I'm your father. I'm down to Harmon Town. Turn that frown upside down. Back pain.
It's yellow, poop is brown.
Lumbar.
Come on down to Harmon Town.
Little bones from your butt to your neck. They make your whole body work, and if they get wrecked, you're fucked up as heck. You gotta go to a doctor, but if it's not a real doctor, gotta go to a chiropractor. He'll delay you down, he'll snap your back, and he'll turn you around, and he'll say, does that feel good? And you'll say, yes, it did, and he'll say, come back in a week, no matter what. They always have to,
come on down to Harmontown.
Scam.
And down, upside down.
Snap it.
His yellow poop is brown.
Pelvis.
Come on down to Harmontown.
Rapidy rap. Rapidy rap. I didn't think I was going to rap more. Sorry.
Ryan, take it.
Okay, go.
I came to Harmontown. I had my frown turned upside down. Dan Harmon made me feel so good. I have a little bit of wood.
Whoa! In a Harmontown.
Turn that frown upside down.
Boner.
And yellow poop is brown. Come on down to Harmontown.
I'd like to reach out and touch that wood. The one you just mentioned, rub it like I should. I won't make a wish. I won't wish for a genie. I just want to reach out and touch your weenie. I hope that it makes my back feel better. I hope you look good in a cashmere sweater. Wanna take you home and put on some music. I would like to fuck your mama so hard she won't know how to use it. Referring to her pussy. Gary Busey.
Come on down to Harmontown. Turn that frown upside down.
Sorry.
Jeez, yellow poop is brown.
Vodka. Spencer.
You go to a chiropractor for your spine. If you think that you can get it, you will be fine. After about 3 sessions, you're feeling better. And if you know it, pussy, something wetter. Gonna rap some more. It's gonna reveal really like rhymes galore. And if you think you're really good, then you'd give you what for? I don't know what's going on. For take it to the chorus.
Come on down to Harmontown.
Master.
Turn that frown upside down.
Word.
He is yellow, poop is brown.
Jeff.
Come on down to Harmontown.
Oh shit, now it's my turn to rap. Is my mic even on? I've been sitting over here for so long, I don't even know. I've listened to Dan and Ryan and Spencer flow, but now I guess I have to let the lyrics flow. I've been sitting there, and I think I love Portland so much that it's the coolest town in the Northwest. It's such a cool town because the food is great and the booze is flowing. I like the fact that the hoes are growing. It's a weird thing. So hoes actually turn into bros. And that's why the Portland water always flows. Oh shit! Goddamn it!
Let's get the pink ladies up here. The pink t-shirt ladies. They made t-shirts, you guys.
Thank you, Ryan. Ryan.
Oh, Ryan! Ryan, the chiropractor. He's gonna go get an adjustment.
They got all the right shirts that Dan fucked my mom, and all I got was his lousy t-shirt. Yeah. Girls.
All right.
All right.
You ready?
Okay, yo.
Yo. Yo. Dan, you're going to rap, yo. And then you, yo. The gals are going to sing.
Yo. Yeah, yo. Yeah.
Here we go. Yo. Yo.
Yo.
Yo.
Yo.
Go.
Yo.
Yo. Oh, yo. Shit. We're going to crap.
What's your name?
Jen.
Jen, nice to meet you. I fucked your mama, but it's a way that I greet you. I did it far and near. I fucked your mama till I generated a joyful tear. I did it in the Northwest. Fucked a booby on her chest. I can't hear the... I'm off the beat. Okay, just give me a second. Just give me a second. This is Portland. It's a land of second chances, and I just sprayed.
Come on down.
Okay. Sorry, did that spray? I saw the droplets. Droplets. Brown, need a shave. Wicked rhyme spitting out of my face. I fucked your mama so hard, her shoe needed a new lace. Her shoe came off her foot because I fucked her hard. I fucked your mama until she had blubber for lard. They're the same thing. I went to Sing Sing and whatever came out and ring a ding. God damn it, I fucked up so bad. I really want to rap better than I've ever have. I got three ladies in pink. I don't want to do so bad that I stink. I got a.
Let one of them rap.
Gonna go to them. Give me a second to clear my mental phlegm. What's your name?
Megan.
Megan's gonna rap. Gonna just say one thing, and then it'll be the done.
I have no idea what to say.
That's yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Bad idea. It was a bad idea. It was a bad idea. Come on down to Harmontown. Pink. Turn it brown. Girls,
it's yellow, who's best brown?
Portland,
get it,
yeah,
get it.
Spitting fire, flowing free as a stream. I swear to God, I'm not thinking of anything I'm saying. I really mean it. I'm gonna open my mouth and let it fly. I'm gonna be transparent so my eye is God's eye. Just wanna say this is the best city in the world. I'm sorry if I offended any boy, any girl. Keep making sculptures and eating your weird hot dogs. I wanna fuck you so hard like a Lincoln log. Go downtown, get into a taxi. I fucked your mama's pussy till her pet was a maxi. I fucked your mama in her hat and her shoe. I fucked your mama so hard. Fuck Oregon. What you gonna do? Come on down to Harmontown.
Thank you so much, everybody. Good night. We love you. Thank you, Portland.
What were your names, girls?
Megan.
Amanda. And Fiona, the pink ladies thing.
I'm Jeff Davis. One more time for your mayor, Dan Harmon, everybody.
We'll be across the street signing stuff and having pitchers of beer, and come over and join us there.
Thank you all.
Work it, Dan.